Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, the Cowboys lost to the Texans last night, 34-10 on Monday Night Football. The sixth straight home game in which they have trailed by at least 20 points. That extends their NFL record. It already set the record, and now it's six in a row. Our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, is with us right now. Bobby, you know it's bad when Stephen A. Smith says he's feeling sorry for the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's not a good indicator of where the Cowboys are at right now. That would seem to tell us that things are not going very well. And you don't even need Stephen A. to see that, though. You can go ahead and just look up the box scores and take a look at it. And that's not even a very good Houston team right now that beat them last night. And Houston had a lot of issues and didn't play particularly overwhelming, and they still beat you by 24, and I think that speaks to just how rough things are for the Cowboys right now.
Not what you want to hear, but again, more injuries. We got three offensive linemen leaving the game, and then you got Jake Ferguson with a concussion. What are you hearing about those injuries and an update on them, I guess?
Ferguson's is apparently a pretty serious concussion. I mean, not serious in the sense of anything dire, but just that sounds like he might be out for a while. That's what Jerry indicated to us this morning on The Fan. And then the offensive lineman, they don't have a good update on that yet. I know Zach Martin's been banged up, and this issue yesterday was two injuries to both of his ankles. And so he's. I would imagine that on a short week, it's going to be tough for Zach Martin to play. But we should have more details later today or tomorrow in terms of where those injuries are at.
If you look at the injuries, take into account all of the injuries they've had this year, the team that they are putting on the field right now, Austin and I were just discussing this, is this the worst Cowboys team of our lifetime? I think back to that, I was around for 1989 when they went.
But they were young.
They were 1-15. I might go with that 89 team. If they played this team,
this team on the field right now is pretty bad. 2020 was a bad team after Dak got hurt. Man, I might think that 2020 team was just a little bit worse. But see, they turned it around a little bit later and started playing a little bit more competitively. This is just. It's a bad football team. They have bad coaches, bad talent, bad execution, bad communication. It just all can be boiled down to bad. Anything you want to talk about them. And so I think that, yeah, this is definitely a contender for being right up there as one of the worst.
Could you explain to me how they beat the Steelers?
No. I think it takes, yeah. I mean, prayer to our Lord or something. I have no idea. They outplayed them in terms of if you look at what they did in the box score, but they are a fourth down pass to Jalen Tolbert on the goal line away from that being a loss and them sitting currently at 2-8. But five losses in a row. They are still the only team this calendar year in North American professional sports, the four major sports leagues, they are the only team in professional sports this year not to win a game at home.
Wow. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, and I know that Jerry himself has been a little bit, I wouldn't say he's been his normal self this season. Are you worried about his ability? They're going to have to make some major changes. Do you think he has the ability to turn this thing around with the people around him? Should there be any hope for Cowboys fans for the next couple seasons?
Yeah, I mean, I think he can turn it around. I think he's just got to – I don't think the changes can stop at just Mike McCarthy. I mean, Mike McCarthy's not going to be back next year. His contract's running out. This season has gone incredibly poorly. I don't envision a scenario where McCarthy's back next year or many of the assistant coaches. But it just can't stop there. I would say that there needs to be other overhauls within his – you know, his front office structure and people that he trusts and people that he leans on for insight. And so I would say as long as he's making changes there, you can have some hope. But that just remains to be seen yet if he's willing to make changes there.
Good enough. Bobby, appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week after what should be a really entertaining game against the Washington Commanders.
We'll
have that on
underdogs.
Monday. That's our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, with us here on KRLD. Yeah, 10.5-point underdogs the Cowboys are right now.
I still think this team, I remember 2020, that was a historically bad defense. Mike Nolan was the defensive coordinator on that. But I kind of give them a little bit of a pass because that was the COVID year. There wasn't anyone in the stands. Things were crazy. Mike McCarthy's first year, Dak got injured. This one, though, they've been bad since the beginning, and they had expectations that this was going to be an NFC East contender, playoff contender.
No.
Nothing.
Not even close.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.